Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're going to start it in just a minute. We're having some technical difficulties. Praise the Lord, everyone. Welcome to the presence. Come on, stand on your feet. We're going to praise the Lord. David said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Welcome those in the house, those watching online. Here we go.
I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Glad.
Come on.
Glad. Glad. So glad.
Come on, sing glad.
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 Come on, sing glad.
Glad.
So glad.
So glad.
I was glad. Say.
I was glad when they said unto me,
into the house of the Lord.
Into the house of the Lord.
Oh,
I was glad when
yeah.
they said,
let us go
into
the house.
Into the house of the Lord.
Glad. Come on. Glad.
Glad.
Come on, say glad.
Glad.
So glad.
So glad.
Come on, say glad.
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 Come on, say glad.
Glad.
So glad.
So glad.
I came running. Say.
I came running.
Come on, say
glad.
So glad.
So glad.
Come on, say
glad.
Glad. Come on, say
glad.
So glad.
So glad.
I came running, say.
I came running when they said unto me, let us go in.
Hallelujah.
Into the house of the Lord. I came running.
Whoa. Come on, say glad.
Glad.
So glad.
So glad.
Anybody glad in here?
Glad.
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 Come on, say glad.
Glad.
So glad.
So glad.
Put those hands together. Here we go. Yeah. Hey. We come, say.
We come to give you glory.
Sorry.
We come to give you praise. We come to give you honor. We come to bless your name, Jesus.
We come to give you glory. We come to give you praise.
Glad, glad, glad.
So say,
we come to give you glory. We come to give you praise. We come to give you honor. We come to bless your name,
Jesus.
We come to give you glory. We come to give you praise. Glad.
Now put those hands together. Come on, everybody, clap those hands. Hey. Come on, say glad.
Glad.
Put those hands together. Everybody clap those hands. Everybody clap. Hey. Everybody clap those hands. Who made you whole?
Jesus.
Come on, say glad.
Glad.
We come to give you glory.
We come to give you praise.
So we come to give you honor.
Your soul.
Jesus.
Come on, say
glad.
We come to give
you glory. We come to give you praise. We come to give you honor. We come to bless your name.
Jesus.
We come to give you glory. We come to give you praise.
Tell them, I'm so glad to be in the house of the Lord. Hallelujah.
The house.
Hallelujah. If you got joy in the house. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Heaven, let heaven come. You are my strength, strength like no other, strength like no other reaches to me. You are my strength. Strength like no other, strength like no other reaches to me.
Come on, help me say that.
You are my strength, oh yeah, strength.
Say it again, just like that.
You are my strength.
Oh, oh, oh.
Strength like no other. Strength like no other.
Let him be your strength today.
Reaches me.
In the fullness of, say,
in the fullness.
Thank you.
sing.
Strength like no other. Strength like no other. Reaches to me.
Say that one more time.
You are my strength.
Of the Lord is in this place.
Yes.
If you need strength right now, is the time to call out his name.
Hallelujah.
Lift him up and give him praise.
Yes.
For the Bible says where one or two are gathered, he is there also. Hallelujah. If you have a need this morning, let's give him some praise and ask him to bless us, Lord. You are here. You are worthy. You are righteous and holy, O God. Lord, we thank you for your many blessings, God. We thank you, Lord, for this church. We thank you, God, for our family, Lord. We thank you for those watching online this morning, God. Lord, we ask you right now to meet every need, God. Lord, we ask you to reach down right now.
Yes, God. Yes, God.
Give us strength, oh God. Lord, there are some of us, Lord, that are struggling, God, and we need you so desperately, God. Lord, we know you are our strength. You are our provider. Lord, you are our protector, and you are our everything, oh God. Lord, thank you for this day. Thank you for all your many blessings, God. Thank you for this service, Lord. We ask you to bless it, Lord, the remainder of it, God. God, right now, we just ask that you would put an anointing on Pastor Alvin this morning as he brings us the word. God, lift him up and strengthen him, oh God. Let him do your will, Lord. Let him share with us your word this morning, God. We ask you to anoint him, God. For those of us that have needs, Lord, that need healing, God, we ask for your blessing, God, because you took stripes on your back for us, God. We claim our healing right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just thank you, Lord, for you are so good.
Yes, yes.
God, we are so undeserving of everything you give us, Lord. Help us to be content, Lord. Lord, don't let us long for more material things, Lord, but let us be longing for more spiritual things,
yes,
God.
Yes.
God, we just praise you this morning and give you glory and honor. For, Lord, you are worthy of it all. Lord, we ask you just to bless the remainder of this service. Bless this week coming up, Lord.
Yes, God. Yes.
God, our world has gone crazy.
Yes.
Lord, you can't believe anything you hear anymore, God. We just ask you, Lord, to shine the truths in our lives.
Yes.
Let us, God, have the discernment of truth, oh God. Let us be righteous and holy. Lord, let us follow after you, God. Lord, we ask, give us more of Jesus. Put more Jesus in me, oh God. Fill me with your Holy Spirit, Lord. Fill my family. Fill my church, Lord. Fill us with your Holy Spirit. Let us be lights unto this world, God. Let the revival start here, God.
Yes, yes,
let people God. In this country, in this community, in yes. this state go, what's going on in Owosso?
Hallelujah.
What's going yes, on yes, over God. There at the yes, presence? God. Lord, we just ask for your blessings, Lord. We are willing and ready to do your will, Lord. Don't let us become complacent. Lord, give us enthusiasm and energy to do your work.
Yes, Lord.
God, we just ask, Lord, that you just pour your blessings out, Lord. Lead us and guide us. Lord, thank you for our directors, our board, Lord. Thank you for good, godly people, Lord, that can lead us, Lord. Thank you again, God, for our pastors, Lady Sonola and Pastor Alvin. Lord, thank you for them leading us and guiding us, and we give you all the praise. If you got anything to give God a shout-out, can we give him one more good shout-out this morning? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. God is good. Amen. It's good to be in the house of the Lord. Let's do our affirmation prayer. Everyone together. Father, I thank you that as I delight myself in you, you will give me the desires of my heart, because you are a rewarder of those who diligently seek you. I will not lose heart or give up, because I can do all things through you who strengthens me. And I will reap in my due season if I do not get weary in doing good. Father, I decree, according to 3 John 2, that in every area of my life, I am prospering and I am in good health, even as my soul prospers. I am free from pain, sickness, and disease, and I walk in divine health. Therefore, now let it please thee to bless the house of thy servant, that it may continue forever before thee. For thou, O Lord God, hast spoken it, and with thy blessing, let the house of thy servant be blessed forever. Amen. God bless you. Hallelujah. You may be seated. We just want to take this time and welcome everyone to the presence. I'm kind of perusing the sanctuary. I don't see any first-time guests, but we want to greet those who are in-house, those who are viewing via live stream or Facebook Live or YouTube. Welcome to the presence. It is always an honor and a privilege to be in the presence of God. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. We want to just welcome Pastor Alvin on over. It's okay. We can give him a hand.
I just happened to be in a neighborhood. Just thought I'd stop.
He just thought he'd stop by.
Take a moment and go greet somebody. Take a moment and go tell them how much you appreciate them, how much you love them. Come on. Well, those of you watching live stream or on Facebook Live, wherever you're watching, if you're in this area, I mentioned this last week, I want to encourage you, if you're able, to just make a commitment to come to the house physically, in the house, maybe once a month or so. Just really want to encourage you to do that, and I guarantee you, you're going to sense and feel something different in the house than you do in your bedroom or living room or kitchen or whatever. It's something about coming and kind of rubbing shoulders with other people who love the Lord. Amen? Can everybody in the house say amen?
Amen.
Amen. So we just want to welcome you. And also today is the first Sunday that G6 Church will begin having services here in our facility. Their service starts at 6:15, and we just think it's a move of the Lord. We had, as I shared earlier, we have been praying about a way to give to another church in the community, and we were looking for a place to plant a seed. But God literally brought a church to us that says, "Hey, we have a need." And so we said, we have a facility that you can use. And so thank God for Pastor Michael Schaefer and G6 Church. And so a few of our team, myself, I believe Pastor Sinola and others, will be here later this evening to just kind of assist them and make sure that they feel welcome and make sure that everything will run smoothly. So that begins today. So let's continue to pray for G6 Church. And a matter of fact, let's just do that now. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we pray for G6 Church as they have moved from another place where they were renting and a space. And as they move over here and just enjoy this facility, we just pray for their services. We pray for their leadership. We pray for their congregation. Thank you, God, for the opportunity that we have to sow and be a blessing to another church in this community. So we thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen. We were having a sort of a conversation via text because we had to move pretty quickly in making a decision. And so I was texting our board members and saying, hey, this is what's going on. We need to pray about making this happen. And by text it said, man, this is so cool. It reminds us, reminds me of where we used to be, where we needed help, where how far God brought us. And so there were times when we used someone else's facility. But God is so good. Been so good. Amen? Been so good. I just want to encourage everyone, just to remind everyone about that we are a praying church. We are a praying church. We are a praying church. And I've been saying, Ira, I've been saying the statement that you made in your last message, that every prayer you pray changes something. Look at somebody and tell them, every prayer you pray changes something. It changes something. Changes something. And so I want to encourage you, just want to remind everyone that every Sunday at 8:30, we are here praying for the service. Listen, you can get up a little earlier for God on Sunday and come and let's pray at 8:30. That's, you know, if people would just come at 8:30, they'd be on time. I'm not looking at anybody in particular. I'm just saying, people came at 8:30 for prayer, you'd be on time. So Sunday's at 8:30, and then every first Wednesday of the month, we have our family prayer at 7 p.m. every first Wednesday. And then every fourth Saturday, we have what we call our fourth Saturday prayer push, every fourth Saturday at 8 a.m. And then we ask you to set your alarm, your phone alarm, to 111. 111, that's the blessing we give at the end of every service, Deuteronomy 111. Set your phone for 111, and when that goes off, just take a moment and pray for the presence in Owosso. Pray that God would continue to bless us, give us favor, help us to shine bright. Bless the pastors, bless the leadership. Help us to grow spiritually, numerically, that God would fill this house with his presence, with his people, and with his provision. Listen, every prayer we pray changes something. Pray that God would fill this house. Y'all need some more people to sit by. All right. Turn with me to, Stephanie will come up later on and give more announcements, but I just wanted to sort of interject that. Turn with me to Ephesians, the third chapter. I will tell you that as I was studying this word, I quickly realized that this is going to be, there's going to be a part two. This is going to be part one. Next Sunday we'll do, if the Lord says the same, we'll do part two. All right. What did I say? Ephesians 3. Okay. Lift your Bible up, whatever you have, phone. Just say this, I will not be destroyed for lack of knowledge. Come on, say it like you mean it. I will not be destroyed for lack of knowledge. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for your word. Speak to our hearts. Speak to our hearts, God, and help us to grow in you. In Jesus' name, amen. Ephesians 3:20, somewhat of a familiar scripture. Now to him who is able to do far more abundantly beyond all that we ask or think, according to the power that works within us. Now to him who is able to do far more abundantly beyond all that we ask or think, according to the power that works within us. Let me see if I can quote the King James. Now unto him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. Exceedingly abundantly above. Everybody say exceedingly abundantly above. The first version that I read was the New American Standard Bible. Far more abundantly beyond. Far more abundantly beyond. Everybody say far more abundantly beyond. Yeah, all that we can ask or think. I want to use as a subject this morning, finding your sweet spot. Finding your sweet spot. Would you just look at somebody and just say to them, you need to find your sweet spot. Now listen, I want to pray right now. I want to pray right now. Everyone that is dealing with a job situation, whether you're looking for one, got one, don't like it, whatever. Job situation, I want you to stand on your feet right now. Stand on your feet. Okay. All right. Lord Jesus, lift those hands. Lord, in the name of Jesus, you see these people standing. You know the situation that they are in. God, I pray that you would open an effectual door. God, open the door that they need. Close the doors that they don't. In the name of Jesus. God, you desire to bless your children beyond measure. We're going to talk a little bit about that. Beyond measure. With no sorrow. With no sorrow. So, God, we pray, Lord, I pray that we will begin to hear testimonies of people in our congregation where God, come on, give God praise right there in the name of the Lord. Come on, praise Him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you for it in Jesus' name. Jobs and better jobs in the name of the Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Talk to you this morning about finding your sweet spot. Everybody say sweet spot. So, this verse says, now unto him who is what? Able. Everybody say God is able. I just need to pull into a rest stop right there just for a minute and talk about the ability of God. So let me say it like this. God is able. I'm going to say it again. God is able. Look at somebody right now and just, I mean, under the unction of the Holy Spirit, like I feel it right now, look at somebody and say, God is able. Say, oh my God, say it like this. Look at him and say, believe me when I tell you. Come on, say, believe me. God is able. He's able. Woo! You have to be convinced that God is able, even when it doesn't seem that like nothing is working out. As we always say, like it's working out for your good. You have to know that God is able. Because it doesn't matter what it looks like, God is still able. It doesn't matter what you're presently going through right now, God is able. Come on, just look at somebody and say, yes, he is. Yes, he is. Yeah, he is. Yes, he is. See, sometimes our present circumstances coupled with us having to wait, the longevity of our situation, seemingly nothing happening, can cause us to question or forget or lose sight of the fact that God is able. Been looking for a job for months, but God is still able. God's going to work it out. He's going to work it out. Work it out. How you going to pay your rent? Work it out. All your money spent. Work it out. Look at somebody saying, he's going to work it out. Y'all going to talk to each other today. I'm going to make you testify and declare the things of the Lord. God is able. Back in the day, back in New Gethsemane Church of God in Christ. That's the church I grew up in, New Gethsemane Church of God in Christ. I didn't know that there was a, I guess the old Gethsemane was the one in the Bible, but this was New Gethsemane Church of God in Christ. And there was a song that we used to sing in the choir. It said, he's able, able. I said, he's able, able. The lead would say, he's able, able. Announced that he's able, able. Well, he's able, able. Well, he's able, able. And then we would say, able to carry you through. God is able to carry you through. He's able to carry you through. He's able to carry you through. A couple of Sundays ago, we talked about having confidence in chaos. A couple of Sundays ago and this past Wednesday as well. And so our confidence in chaotic times is rooted in the fact, in our belief, in our knowing that God is able. I'm going through a chaotic time, but you know what? God is able. So I don't have to be anxious for anything. I don't have to be worried about anything. God is able. Come on, somebody shout, God is able. I'm going to get to the sweet spot, but you need to understand. I need you to believe and know that God is able. Ask the three Hebrew boys. Turn to Daniel, the third chapter. Ask the three Hebrew boys if God is able. They know. Daniel, the third chapter. Hallelujah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I just got to find Daniel. It's just east of Ezekiel. Daniel, the third chapter. I'm going to read verse 16, but Daniel, third chapter. Where am I at? Yeah. So, you know, there was this decree sent out that King Nebuchadnezzar had made this golden image, and at the sound of the music, everybody was supposed to bow. And word got back to the king that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego didn't bow. So the king approached them and said, Shadrach, verse 16. Look at verse 13. I need to give you a little more background. Then Nebuchadnezzar, in rage and anger, gave orders to bring Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Then these men were brought before the king. This is when the king found out that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego didn't bow when the music was played. Nebuchadnezzar responded and said to them, is it true, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that you do not serve my gods or worship the golden image that I have set up? Now, if you are ready, at the moment you hear the sound of the horn, the flute, the lyre, the trigon, the psaltery, bagpipe, and all kinds of music to fall down and worship the image that I have made, then good. But if you do not worship, you will immediately be cast into the midst of a furnace of blazing fire. And what God is there who can deliver you out of my hands? I know, huh? Ooh. Look at Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego's reply in verse 16. Oh, Nebuchadnezzar, we do not need to give you an answer concerning this matter. We don't even have to answer you. If it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the fiery furnace of blazing fire, and he will deliver us out of your hand, O king. But even if he does not, let it be known to you, O king, that we are not going to serve your gods or worship the golden image that you have set up. What boldness. What boldness. Look, we don't even have to answer you on this one, bruh. First of all, our God is able. Our God is able to bring us out. That was their resolve. They knew without a shadow of a doubt. Looking at feeling the heat of the fiery furnace, they knew that God was able. What do you do? What do you do when you're faced with a fiery furnace situation? Are you assured that God is able? Listen, you might have to go through some fire, but God is still able. Doesn't matter how hot it gets, how crazy it gets, how chaotic it gets, God is able. Come on, shout, God is able. God is able. Jude 1:24-25 says, now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling, the King James said, keep you from falling, and to make you stand in the presence of his glory, blameless with great joy, to the only God our Savior through Jesus Christ our Lord, be glory, majesty, dominion, and authority, power, before all and now, forever and forever. Amen. God is able to keep you from stumbling. Come on, somebody shout, God is able. Jeremiah 32:27, just giving you some word. Jeremiah 32:27, God told Jeremiah, behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is anything too difficult for me? You have to be convinced that nothing is too difficult for God. This is what you have to remember when you're going through a storm. This is what you have to remember when you're going through a difficult patch. This is what you have to remember when it doesn't seem like anything is happening. God is still able. He's able. He's able. He's able. Turn with me to Romans, the fourth chapter. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is able. Look at somebody and say, have I told you lately? Come on, say, have I told you lately? God is able. God is able. Romans, the fourth chapter, and this is talking about Abraham believing the promise of God. God promised him that he would be the father of many nations, and he didn't even have any children yet. All right? So look at Romans 4, verse 18. So in hope against hope, he, Abraham, believed, so that he might become a father of many nations, according to that which had been spoken, so shall your descendants be. That's what God told him. That's back in Genesis, the third chapter. I believe third chapter, 12th chapter. Without becoming weak in faith, did y'all see that? Without becoming weak in faith, he contemplated his own body. Now, just understand that. Without becoming weak in his faith, he contemplated and realized that there were some physical challenges to what God was promising, but he still didn't lose his faith. Woo! Without becoming weak in faith, he contemplated his body, now as good as dead, since he was about 100 years old. I don't know if you've heard it or not, but you know, when you get that age, you probably ain't gonna have no children. The grass withereth, and the flowers fade. I'm so sorry. And the deadness of Sarah's womb. So they were both old. Their childbearing years were well past. Verse 20. Yet, with respect to the promise of God, he did not waver in unbelief, but even grew stronger in faith, giving glory to God. Yeah, I'm trying to act something out. Stop. Lord, you said I'd have just bring Paul up here to let him act this out. I just bring Paul. Bring Paul. Look, everybody just look at Paul. I ain't going to act it out. Everybody just look at Paul. How old is Paul? 94 years old. He's close. Let me tell y'all watching live stream, y'all missing a whole. You need to come into the house, I'm telling you. my God. Abraham was old, y'all, 6 years older than Paul right here. And Paul is just as full as energy. He came to the men's breakfast yesterday. But it says, let me read verse 20 again. Yet with respect to the promise, my God, Lord. Yet with respect to the promise of God, he did not waver. When you know God is able, you can't waver in your faith. No matter how old it looks, no matter how dried up and withered it looks, you have to believe God. You have to know that he is still able. The condition of your circumstances does not determine the ability of God. The condition of your circumstances does not determine the ability of God. See, we always want, We want God to work miracles in our lives. You do? You want God to work? Do you understand that in order for God to work a miracle, it's got to look impossible? And when stuff starts getting crazy, we're like, oh God, why are you doing this to me? We haven't sung it in a while, this week will be a week for miracles. Yeah, you want miracles, but you don't want what it's going to take to get that miracle. It's got to look old, washed up, done, ain't never happened before like this. And you still got to look at it and say, God is able. And verse 21, and being fully assured that what God had promised, he was able also to perform. Therefore, it was credited to him, to Abraham, as righteousness. Now, verse 23, not for his sake only. Now, watch this. Was it written that it was credited to him, but for our sake also, to whom it will be credited, as those who believe in him who is able, who raised Jesus our Lord from the dead. So as we look at our circumstances, just like Abraham looked at his, and it looked, you know, he contemplates. So you contemplate, you're looking at it, yeah, it's that's a rough one. That's a rough one, but I'm not wavering in my faith. I know God is able. What you gonna do? I'm gonna believe God, because God is able. Because nothing is too difficult for the Lord. God is able. Come on, look at someone and say, God is able. Just for a moment. I'm moving on to page 2. But just for a moment, forget about the intensity and uncomfortableness of your situation and remember this. God is able. I never worked in a store, but they have these things where you price stuff. What do you call those things? Huh? Price gun. It puts a price sticker on it. And they also use them when they're reducing the price. I guess that's what I saw in my spirit. You need to get one of those in every situation. Bills need to be paid. God is able. Put one of them God is able sticker. Need to be healed. God is able. Need a job. God is able. Everything that you're facing, you need to put a God is able on it. God is able. Okay. All right. How many of y'all believe God is able? So then it says, God is able to do far more abundantly beyond. Everybody say far more abundantly beyond. So far more abundantly beyond all that we ask or think. Now, this is where many Christians struggle, and I'll tell you why. And I've done it too. We all do it. We all do it. We take a scripture, and we immediately apply it to materialistic things. And many struggle in their faith because they feel like they're not experiencing that far more abundantly beyond type of life or type of blessing. I've done it. Full transparency. God, Where is that? I've said that. Where is far more? Now, can I just say right here that God wants us to be blessed? He wants you to be blessed materialistically in terms of meeting your needs, blessed to be a blessing and all that. He wants that. But a lot of the scriptures that we use to prove that, to support that, they're not talking about materialistic things. This is just a little side road. I'm not going to take you there, but Luke 6:38, it talks about give. Well, that's offering. Give, and it shall be given to you, pressed down, shaken together, running over, shall men give unto your bosom. Y'all remember that scripture? That's not about giving. I mean, that's not about giving money and receiving money, or giving things and receiving things. That, if you read that whole chapter, that's talking about love. That's talking about giving love and forgiveness. If you give that out in great measure, you're going to get it back. That's what that's talking about. Now, will God, as you give of your resources, yes, there are scriptures, 2 Corinthians 9:8, one of my favorite, that talks about, and God is able to make all grace abound to you, so that having all sufficiency in all things, you may have an abundance for every need, abundance to give. So yes, God wants you to have, God wants you to bless you to be a blessing. But my point is that sometimes we focus too much on materialistic things as opposed to spiritual things. Sam mentioned that in his prayer. He didn't know what I was preaching. God, help us to be more concerned about spiritual things than materialistic things. I don't know if y'all heard that. So this scripture really is not talking about materialistic things. Far more abundantly beyond. Oh, we can shout about that. Woo! God is able to do that. I'm waiting for that. Well, this verse is talking about spiritual blessings. I'm not going to read all the verses, but I'm just going to summarize. Verse 16, leading up to verse 20, verse 16 is talking about being strengthened with His power. Verse 17 is talking about Christ dwelling in your hearts through faith. Verse 18 is talking about being able to comprehend the expanse of God's love. Verse 19 is to know the love of Christ. Now unto Him who is able to allow you to do all these things exceedingly abundantly above all. It's talking about spiritual blessing, spiritual maturity, character of God. That's what it's talking about. We have to stop looking in our bank accounts for the far more abundantly beyond. Woo! I'm going to say that again. We have to stop looking at our bank accounts and our garages and how many bedrooms we have in our house or bathrooms. All that stuff is good. But we have to stop looking at that for the far more abundantly and start looking at the spiritual man. What's God doing in my spirit man? Because really, really, if I get my spirit man where it needs to be, sweet spot, we'll get there in a minute. If I get my spirit man in the sweet spot of God, I won't have to worry about stuff. God already knows what we have need of. Delight yourself in the Lord, and He will just give you the desires of your heart. My God shall supply all your, according to, look, what, I saw a marquee just this week. I was going to actually preach on this title, but I saw a marquee on it here in Owosso at a church. It said, "Do you want more from God, or do you want more of God?" Do you, baby? Can I tell on you? We're riding in the car, and I tell her, "Babe, I saw this marquee. We're riding in the car on our date night, going to date night." I said, "Babe, I saw this marquee, and it said, do you want more from God, or do you want more of God?" Silence. Silence. And then she said, "Can I have both?" That's my baby right there. And I said, "You know what? That's a good point. But I think we should focus more on getting more of God If we focus more on getting more of God, then the other stuff will come. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness and all these things. Stop living for things. Stop looking for things. God's going to give you the things, but get more of him. Okay, so how do we tap into that far more abundantly beyond realm of blessing in our lives? Far more, everybody say far more abundantly. We need to find our sweet spot. Okay, so now, I'm gonna try to knock this out in about 5 minutes. Okay, so y'all know, I don't think y'all, did y'all know I like to play golf? I do, I like playing golf. And here's the thing, there are some incredible life lessons in the game of golf. They really are. I want to share one with you. So, can you put up this picture? Okay, good. All right. So, this is what's called a driver. That's the longest club. It hits the ball far. This is just what's called an iron. So this circle right here is what they call the sweet spot. The sweet spot. Now, the golf ball can hit all over, and believe me, I've done it. But when it hits right here, that's the sweet spot. And it goes straighter and farther than any other place that you hit. Now this right here, this is the driver. This right here is what they call the sweet spot. Now, the driver is, because it's the longest club, it's the hardest to hit. But I cannot explain to you what happens when the golf ball hits right there. Now, I have a type of driver. Oh, let me just say this. This whole area right here is called the club face. The club face. The club face. And you want the golf ball to hit the center of the club face. Now, if you've ever seen a golf ball, they have little dimples and stuff. And my club face is actually black. So when I'm out hitting, when I can tell right after I hit one ball, I can tell exactly where I hit it because I can see the dimples. It's made a mark. And I can, this is going to sound nasty, but I could take my thumb, lick my thumb, and I can wipe it clean. And then the next shot, I could see exactly where it hits. But right here, what is that called? Okay, I want you to see that. Okay, so when you hit the sweet spot, it goes far, this is what I'm going to get at, far more abundantly. When you hit the sweet spot, it goes far more abundantly. When you hit it like right here, it's not going to. Here's the other thing about hitting the sweet spot. It sounds different. It's just, I can't explain it. But it sounds different, and it actually feels different. There's not as much vibration. When you hit it off the center, there's just, you know, you just kind of feel, I didn't hit that right. But when you hit the sweet spot, it's just like, poof, it's just, and I do it all the time. I just. So now this is what happens. When the club intersects with the golf ball in the sweet spot, it's what I would call maximum transfer. Because what happens is the energy of the club from the person swinging back and creating all this force coming back through, hitting that ball, all of that force is transferred from the club to the golf ball to launch it. There's a power transfer. Now, if y'all start allowing the Holy Spirit to speak to you, you're going to get some nuggets right in here. There's a, because here's the thing. We're the golf ball. God is the club. And we need to get club face. We need to get in his face, right in the center, so that we can get the maximum power transfer from God into us to launch us into our destiny. That is the sweet spot. But now watch. So let's go back to our verse. Ooh, now unto him who is able to do far more exceedingly abundantly beyond all that we ask and think. And when I tell you, when you hit a golf ball right there, I'm telling you, it goes much further than if you hit it right here. Much further. And God is able to do far more abundantly beyond all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. So what happens is there's a transfer of power from when we hit the sweet spot, when we get in God's face, when we get that sweet spot, when we get in God's face, there's a power transfer according to the power that is now at work. Because before I didn't have no power because I wasn't in his will. I wasn't in the sweet spot. But when I got in his sweet spot, there was a power transfer. We need to get in God's the center. We need to get into his sweet spot. We need to get into that place so that we can get that power transfer. It's so funny. I told Pastor Snow, I said, hey, babe, this morning. I think it was this morning. Hey, babe, I'm talking about golf today. She said, oh, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord. How you like me now? I'm just kidding. So the golf club is designed. Watch. The golf club is designed to cause a golf ball to reach its maximum potential. You have, just look at somebody and tell them, you got potential. You just need to get into the sweet spot. Maximum potential, when it hits the center, everybody say the center, I'm almost finished. The center of the center or sweet spot of the club face. You were created and designed to reach your maximum potential and ability and power when you find the center or sweet spot of God's face. You got to find that place. You got to find that place. So the power at work in you is a result of you finding the sweet spot in God and him transferring his power into your life. When this happens, guess what? You feel different. When it happens, you even sound different. Your confession changes. Your demeanor changes. When you get into that place with God, listen, I'm preaching to myself. It's so easy to get wrapped up, Sam, in what's going on presently. And you just, God, why isn't this happening? What's going on? Just get into the sweet spot. Just hide yourself in the sweet spot. And watch God work it out. Israel Houghton recorded a song entitled Jesus at the Center. Jesus at the Center. And one of the choruses says, nothing else matters. Nothing in this world will do. Jesus, you're the center. And everything revolves around you. Jesus, you. The center of it all. The center of it all. Richard Smallwood wrote a song years ago. Jesus, you're the center of my life. All that's good and perfect comes from you. So now I want to close with this. I know, I'm sorry. Turn with me to Luke, the 10th chapter. I want to give you just one. And we're going to do part two next week. Y'all getting anything out of this? Luke, the 10th chapter. Everybody say sweet spot. I'm going to give you one example of somebody in Scripture finding God's sweet spot. Look at Luke 10. Verse 38, Luke 10, verse 38. Paulette, don't put it up yet, but get that other picture ready for me, okay? Luke 10, verse 38 says, now as they were traveling along, he, Jesus, entered a village, and a woman named Martha welcomed him into her home. She had a sister called Mary, who was seated at the Lord's feet, listening to his word. But Martha was distracted with all her preparations, and she came up to him, Jesus, and said, Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to do all the serving alone? Then tell her to help me. But the Lord answered and said to her, Martha, Martha. Listen, when somebody says your name twice, it's not a good thing. Martha, Martha, you are worried and bothered about so many things. There's a lot of Christians worried and bothered about so many things. Then he says something powerful, verse 42. But only one thing. Take that out. Give me that picture back. Give me the golf picture back. But only one thing is necessary. For Mary has chosen the good part, which shall not be taken away from her. Mary was centered on the face of Jesus. She found her sweet spot. You know the interesting thing about this story? And I just realized this morning, because I've taught on this. I've read it many, many, many times. You know what I just realized? Through all of this, Martha complaining, Mary says nothing. She didn't call nobody. She didn't post nothing. Y'all know how we do. She was focused on the sweet spot. You need to find the sweet spot of God. Okay, I'm going to close with this one little thing. Put that other picture up. All right. So you see right here, that's the sweet spot, right? You got that? Okay. And here, that's not the sweet spot, and that's not sweet spot. Now, I am not making this up. Those of you who play golf, you know this. But there is something in golf. Ooh, y'all going to like this. There's something in golf called forgiveness. And what that means is they have designed golf clubs in such a way as to minimize the damage when you miss the sweet spot. Now, you'll never hit a ball farther and better as when you hit this, but they have designed golf clubs so that if you hit it here, it's not as good as this, but it's not terrible. It's not, because this golf club has, everybody say forgiveness, forgiveness. How many are thankful that God is a forgiving God? So that when we miss the mark, you're going to miss the mark sometimes. God has already factored in forgiveness so that you don't get out of the game. I told y'all golf was a spiritual game. Y'all better get on the train. We seek him. We seek the sweet spot of God. Sometimes we miss it. Sometimes we miss it by a little bit. But that's okay. We've got the forgiveness of God. I want to encourage you this morning to find the sweet spot of God. Don't worry about nothing else. Don't get distracted by anything else. God's going to speak to your heart about some things you need to stop doing. I believe it. The atmosphere right now is ripe. If you really listen, God's going to tell you to change some things in order to find that place where you're sitting at his feet and listening to his word, the sweet spot of God. And when you do, exceedingly abundantly, far beyond what we could ever ask or think. God, I pray in the name of Jesus that everyone under the sound of my voice would really take this word and apply it to their daily lives. May we all be Marys, not distracted by so many things, but as Jesus said, finding that good part, that sweet spot, where we just sit at your feet and listen to your words. God, thank you for forgiveness where we've missed the mark, where we've just missed it. But God, your grace, your mercy is so amazing that we can still find our life in the vicinity, close to your will. We just need to get locked in. Help us to get locked in and find that place in you again. I pray for those in the in-house. Pray for those online. God, may we find that sweet spot so that we can experience the far more abundantly beyond all that we can ask or think. In Jesus' name, amen. Come on, give the Lord a hand, praise. There are a few more nuggets, things that I want to bring out in this message. So next week we will continue this and may even say some things about it this coming Wednesday. But let's prepare our hearts now for giving. Amen. Amen. Give to the Lord. We are a blessed church. I said we are a blessed church. We're a blessed church. God is able. And so we're going to just continue to believe God, continue to believe that God fills this house, continues to fill this house with His presence, with His people, and His provision. How many of you are expecting God to give you the ability to give more? Give you the ability to give more. Amen. Amen. I want to increase that. So Lord, lift those hands. Lord, we thank you for those giving today, whether they're giving through an app or text to give or however they're giving, I pray, Lord, that they would know that the seed that leaves their hand never leaves their life, but it goes into their future and it multiplies. Thank you that we're blessed to be a blessing. Come on, say, I'm blessed to be a blessing. Say it again, I'm blessed to be a blessing. So we give this morning with cheerful hearts in Jesus' name. Amen.
That was a good word. I don't know about you, but I'm also expecting and believing to receive abundantly and exceedingly.
Hallelujah.
Because of, we need to be ready to receive for Him to give. So I'm ready. So we have just a few announcements for today. The first one is next Saturday, the 21st, is L3 Women's Breakfast right here at 9 o'clock. All the women say, woohoo! Good response. Thank you. Also, on the 28th, it is a We See You banquet.
Yeah.
At, wait a minute. I lost my spot on my paper. At 6 o'clock on the 28th, it's right down at the Owasso First Assembly. Be sure to get your tickets. I think time is running out. Tick tock, tick tock. Hear the clock ticking. Get your tickets. We'd love to see you there. It's for anybody who wants to come, really. So buy your ticket. I expect to see y'all there.
Amen.
I'm going to be there. And, you know, if I'm there, this is going to be a blast. Can't wait to see you. Also, on October 31st, we are having a trunk or treat for community outreach. There is a sign-up sheet in the room back there. I can't think of what it is. That's it, Fellowship Hall. Be sure to sign up. It is a harvest theme. No witches, no goblins. We ain't giving praise to nothing like that.
Amen.
None of that. And then pray for a good response, because every seed that we sow into somebody's life, we're expecting a return. Right? Amen. Also, there is one seat available for the Branson trip on November 22nd. Just one. So, also, it is $140 if you want to come. And that is due by October the 16th. If you want that last seat, please see Paulette or Gary. I'm sure they can sign you up. Come, it'll be a blast. I'll be going to that too. It's going to be a fun road trip. I like road tripping. Also, Hide the Word monthly memory verse is Isaiah 54:10. For the mountain shall depart, and the hills be removed. How many have hills that need to be removed? But my kindness shall not depart from you, nor shall my covenant of peace be removed, says the Lord who has mercy on you. And thank the Lord that he does. Yeah. And that is it.
Thank you. So I want y'all to be praying because I'm playing golf tomorrow. So pray that I hit the sweet spot every time I hit the... all right. God is good. I said God is good. So I just want to encourage everyone to come out Wednesday for our Wednesday evening service, a little praise and worship, and we do a little Bible study and have a good time hanging out. Y'all like to hang out, right? Well... yeah, so stand on your feet, and we're going to, you don't have to go home, but you got to get up out of here. Lift those hands toward heaven. I give you the blessing found in Deuteronomy 1:11. May the Lord, the God of your fathers, increase you 1,000-fold more than you are and bless you just as he has promised you. Go to about at least 2 or 3 people and tell them God is able. Find your sweet spot.